Good morning, Stokey family and friends, and welcome to our midweek devotional. Today we'll be focusing on ways to serve others in the community. Are you seeking to give back to your community but don't know where to start? To serve God is to serve others and is one of the greatest demonstrations we can make of Christ-like love. Loving people through serving them was what Jesus Christ did throughout his earthly ministry. When we serve others and think of others first, everybody wins. What does the Bible say about serving one another? Jesus is humility and servanthood in human form. He humbled himself, served the people who did not have their lives together, the reckless, the lost, the wretched, the poor, the hated, the people with awfully messy lives. Jesus served in an ultimate way by giving his life on the cross so that we may all be restored into a relationship with the Father. In response, every member of the body of Christ, the church, is called to serve. Here are some Bible verses about serving others. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Based on the gift each one has received, use it to serve others as good managers of the varied grace of God." James 2:15-17 says, "If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and eat well,' but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith, if it doesn't have works, is dead by itself." Matthew 25:35 says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in." The good news is that there are many opportunities to serve your community. Here are some suggestions for ways to serve God through serving others. 1. Simple acts of kindness. Looking for a way to brighten someone's day? Any act of kindness, no matter how big or small, can make a difference. Here are some simple acts of kindness to put a smile on anyone's face. Let someone go ahead of you in line. Buy a drink for a stranger. Wash someone's car. Hold the door open for someone else. Help an elderly person carry their groceries. Smile at everybody. It's contagious. 2. Give tithes and offerings. One way we can serve God is by helping his children, our brothers and sisters, by giving tithes and offerings. Money from tithing is used to build God's kingdom and serve those who are in need in the church as well as the local community. 3. Volunteer in the community. Volunteering offers vital help to people in need, worthwhile causes and the local community. But the benefits can be even greater for you, the volunteer, giving you a sense of purpose. Volunteering doesn't have to involve a long-term commitment or take a huge amount of time out of your busy day. Some places you can volunteer in the community include local libraries, retirement homes, and bringing meals to people in your church. There is no greater gift than helping those in your local community. Food banks are always looking for volunteers to help sort the food they receive from the local community. 4. Donate clothing or other gifts. I'm sure we've all got stuff that we haven't worn for years and promise that once we find it, we'll wear it again, but we don't. Decluttering and donating your clothes or other goods is a win-win for your wardrobe and helps others who are in need. 5. Help a friend in need. More likely than not, right now, a friend you know is in need. Someone is going through the hardest thing they have to endure, and they need your help to come out on the other side of it. Think of a few ways you know you can assist that friend and do them. Provide a meal. Just sit with your friend and listen to them. Or just sit in silence, knowing that they just need someone there. 6. Share your talents. Our gifts or talents are purposefully created, not just for ourselves, but to help those around us. From electricians to retired teachers to accountants to musicians, each of us have been given talents by God that we should develop and use to serve God and others. We were created to share these gifts with others. I hope and pray that we can all humble our hearts and serve each other and those around us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, that you will help us to identify ways that we can serve in our community, no matter how small it may be. Help us, Lord, to identify our gifts and our talents and that we may use them for the community so that they may come to know of your love and grace and they may come to know you as their personal Saviour. I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.